yet is aware that your loyalty is but temporary, as is your sincerity. Are not your resolve and the price that you pay only for the sake of the present moment and not the future? You want only to exert one final effort to strive to secure a beautiful destination with the sole aim of making a trade. You do not make this effort to avoid becoming indebted to the truth, and less still for the sake of repaying God for the price he has paid. In short, you are willing only to employ clever stratagems to get what you want, but not to do open battle for it. Are these not your innermost thoughts? You must not disguise yourselves, nor rack your brains over your destination to the point where you have no appetite for food or drink by day and are unable to fall asleep peacefully at night. Is it not true that your outcome will have already been determined in the end? You should each fulfill your own duty with open and honest hearts, and be willing to pay whatever price is necessary. As you have said, when the day comes, God will not mistreat anyone who has suffered or paid a price for him. Oh, this kind of conviction is worth holding on to, and it is right that you should never forget it. Should never forget it. Only in this way is God able to put his mind at ease about you. Otherwise, you will forever be people about whom God cannot put his mind. Objects of his distaste. If all of you can follow your conscience and give your all for God, sparing no effort for his work, and devoting the energy of a lifetime to his gospel work, then will his heart not often leap for joy on your account? This way won't he be able to put his mind